How do you overcome challenges in life? What's good? It's Rob Cressy. And yesterday I was on a call with a client who asked me how I get through tough times in life. And my answer was very simple. I am intentional about the books that I read. Audit your inputs. So one of the things that's been part of my morning routine for more than the last decade is the first thing that I do every single morning is I read a book for 30 minutes because it guarantees that I'm better today than I was yesterday because nobody can ever take from you what you learn. And when I'm going through challenging or tough times, and God knows as an entrepreneur, parent, and husband, this is something that happens often, I always go back to what I am feeding myself with. And because I've read 300 or 400 books, I know the books that'll speak to me in a certain way and what it is that I need. So for example, say you're challenged right now in the business side of things. One of the books that I might read is Who Not How by Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. Why? Because I want to get that daily drip of, all right, who can I reach out to? Who can I reach out to? Strategically, maybe you're dealing with some emotionally tough times. One of the books that I'm reading right now is Living Untethered by Michael Singer. And I'm doing that because right now I want an increase of awareness of my emotional intelligence to where I can take back control of the story that I tell myself by living in the world of a book that helps me see things from a new perspective. Because oftentimes when we're going through tough or challenging times in life, it is really the story that we are telling ourselves about what is going on. So one of the things that you can do to create that reframe is say, all right, let me audit my inputs. Am I watching the news a ton? Am I on social media a ton? Am I having inputs thrown at me that are fear, judgment, self-limiting belief, and taking me away from where I want to go? Opposed to when you read books, you can be very intentional about what it is that you learn. And I find that going back to the books that I know have served me in the past is such a simple recipe for getting myself back on track, or at least taking control of some positive steps moving forward. It doesn't mean that when I read a book that everything's all of a sudden going to be puppy dogs and rainbows, but it's a simple system and process that I've created because, hey, I'll read one book. And then, for example, say you're going through a challenging time in your life. I would say, all right, let's go and read Relentless by Tim Grover or Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. Depending on what you are going through in your life, you can then be more intentional about what that input is. And then my encouragement would be try and stack that earlier in the day versus later. That way you can use that as planting seeds in your day to create more of that positive story, as opposed to at the end of the day, it's going to be good, but it might not be as powerful as if you do it in the morning. And life is always going to give us challenging times that we get to overcome. So having a very simple tool in your tool belt, like auditing your inputs and then taking it to the next step with choosing the books that you're going to read, can make all of the difference. And if you're going through a challenging time right now, one of the things that I'm going to recommend is I created a 7-day email course for free on creating immediate clarity of vision. You can go to robcressy.com/ignite to get free access to this. And the reason that this is so important is because we want to create an exciting vision of your future. And when you're going through challenging or tough times, you can feel trapped in the situation. And this is the difference between a fixed mindset, I'm trapped in this situation, versus a growth mindset, I can make it better. And I've learned the more that you can live in your vision, the better your progress will happen. So go to robcressy.com/ignite. Other than that, if there's anything that I can help you with on your journey around overcoming tough or challenging times, hit me up on social media at Rob Cressy. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.